listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, venturing out into the green mountains of West Virginia. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul is still driving 7 hours back home. It was quite the ride.
Oh my God,
it was great
to
see everybody.
We did the FFR Random Marathon at this point a couple weeks ago from when we are doing this recording, although it'll take some time for this to post. And we agreed we were going to do a bunch of food reviews while we were there, and then promptly barely ate at any of the same places.
We were both working at, like, different times. Like, you were doing this, and then I was doing this, and you guys were running out, and I was covering that, and you were covering that. Like,
that's how
the thing was a success, and at the end of the day, that's what matters.
That is right. We raised $10,000 when we only really expected to maybe raise $5,000. So, really good, helping an LGBTQIA organization, tooting our own horn. We're good. We're good with that. But we
great cause and Pride Month there.
We were planning to do food reviews, and I know we're actually going to talk about real restaurants in a bit. But the first thing I want to touch upon is a follow-up to our Hardee's video. Did you happen to eat at a Hardee's on the way home?
I did not.
Okay. I did, and let me tell you, if that had been my Hardee's experience the first time around, I would never eat there again.
Okay, so three different experiences from three different trips. I have to go in and get it again at a different Hardee's and try a fourth one just so we can get another different experience.
And, you know,
it's an ongoing gag now.
I gave them a layup because I was just like, I'll just do the Hardee's combo bag again. Get the double cheeseburgers. It'll be fine. Fries were good, like last time, and they were not the crinkles. So I think you had a weird outlier experience.
It's so weird.
I know. But I got the double cheeses. And they were dry, and, like, had they been sitting there for over an hour waiting for someone to buy them, despite the fact I could hear them in the back making the burgers.
Yeah, yeah. Someone's back there with the recording just playing it over and over again.
Apparently. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but it was wretched. My wife got their equivalent of a Whopper. I don't remember its name. They're single, they're all-star, whatever. Who cares? She said it was good. It tasted okay. I took a couple bites. It was like a Whopper, but less than. But it was not an impressive experience for me. So, despite my rave reviews the first time, I'm going to struggle to ever go back again.
Alright, well, I will try a different Arby's and now have to see if we know that fourth different experience.
Hardee's.
Thank you.
What we need is a Carl's Jr. so we can compare, you know?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. The true test.
The true test. How different are these two with the exact same menu? Because now we must know.
Yeah, pretty much, yep.
But anyway, the actual restaurants. I ate at a place called Groove, which was like bar food and wings. I tried a couple times Black Sheep, although once was only for a drink. Burrito place. And then we both ate at Pies and Plates. Plates and Pies. Pints and Pies. Pies and Pitas.
Pies and Pints.
I may have been playing it up a little bit there at the end. Pies and Pints.
You were very close.
As in, not at all correct in any way, shape, or form, but that's fine.
Tonight, I was way off.
Fine. Also, I ate at the mall nearby because I just wanted some cheap Asian food, and it was neither cheap nor really Asian, but it was fine.
Disappointing.
Mall food.
Mall food, like, you gotta have, there's always that one Asian spot in the mall, though, that's banging, so that is disappointing.
I was hopeful. Like, I will say, I got from them, I can't remember the name of the Asian place, but it was the actual, I think it was, like, Hawaiian Chinese that was at the mall, and they had, like, a pineapple chicken that was, like, orange chicken-y and fantastic, and they had, like, a spicy chicken that was really bad. So, if you're going to the West Virginia Charleston Mall, and you decide that you want to go to that Hawaiian Asian-y place, get the pineapple chicken, ignore everything else. That was really good.
So, got it. Sold.
Sure, yeah. And you ate at a couple places I didn't eat at.
Yeah, so I ate at Pines and Pints also. I DoorDashed quite a bit there because I was just trying to like help out. You guys had done so much leading up to it. I felt the least I could do was just try to host as much as I could and take care of things. So yeah, and it was great. Loved it. But Pies and Pints I had was okay, and then I DoorDashed this place called like the Bear Den or something the first day. It was a club sandwich that was really good. Very, very good. Didn't like the fries as much. I got like a bacon cheddar fries or whatever just to try to splurge a bit, and they were hand cut. They were fine. The sandwich was good though. Pies and Pints I got twice though. The salad one time was good. It was fine. I really enjoyed that. The pizza, I want to say, was good, but I had left it sitting for such a period of time because I was doing other things that, like, it would have been better off just getting a pepperoni or a plain pizza than some kind of artisan thing. I think I got, like, a spicy chicken thing, and it was just, it was like, it was the chicken gouda. Chicken. It was Applewood bacon, red onion, chicken gouda, green. It sounds good.
Sounds
but like,
good, yeah.
It might have been. By the time I got to it, it's just, you know, cold cheese, chicken, and bread.
So, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
We got, when we went to Pizza and Pies, Pints and Plates and Pitas, we got their, like, flatbread appetizer, which needed cheese, needed a lot of stuff. It came with, like, a goat cheese dip, but it was basically just flatbread cooked in the oven with some balsamic drizzle. And the balsamic drizzle was good, and the goat cheese was good, but what it really needed on there was, like a white cheese melted on top to dip with it, so it'd have a little more substance. It was kind of plain as an appetizer, and, I mean, if you wanted that as your meal, it wasn't even any better. It was really just kind of plain. And I kind of felt the same way about the pizza I got. I got there, like, it was basically a white mushroom, or a white sauce, not even white sauce, it was just a cheesy garlic mushroom pizza that I didn't realize, because their menu is not very well put together. You don't know
it's
which ones
to read. Yeah,
you don't know which ones have a pizza sauce on them and which ones don't, or which ones are going to come with a pizza sauce on the side. It's just like, here's your toppings and maybe you get what you're looking for. The pizza would have been great as like a flatbread pizza with pasta sauce on there, as well as cheese and mushrooms and garlic. It would have been really tasty. As a white pizza, it was just fine.
Yeah. The same with me with the chicken gouda. Like, it looked good on paper. It looked really good, you know, but like, it was just fine. The second time I got it, though, I got two different sandwiches. The steak and cheese, was very impressed with that. Like, I was anticipating cheesesteak, and it was actual pieces of steak that were cut up in a roll. I was like, wow, you're putting it. Was it the best quality steak? No, it was some kind of like flank steak or something. It was fine. It was seasoned well. It was good. But what really impressed me, I wanted some kind of like palate cleanser on like Sunday, I think it was, just because like we had been eating all kinds of whatever.
All kinds of crap
during the weekend. So I got their caprese sandwich, the provolone, pesto, tomato, spinach, basil, balsamic. It was so good.
Ooh, that sounds really good,
That was really good. Like, it had no meat on it, and I'm the biggest carnivore in the world, and I was like, I just want something that tastes fresh.
I mean, I was going to say, I've seen how you eat. I will agree with that statement.
I never not have meat with me. Like, I'm just a part of it. So, like, I wanted something that was just kind of refreshing, something summery, you know, like, garden-y. I wanted to, like, have salad without it being salad, and it was quite good. Very impressed with the caprese. It's a simple thing that was done very well.
That's good. We did the nachos at Black Sheep. I want to keep calling it, like, Black Bear, Bear Black. I was... brain with names.
Bear Den. Like, there was another place.
Very ursine. But no, it was Black Sheep. Mexican place. Like, burritos and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's Tex-Mexy because it's middle of West Virginia. Yeah. Nothing's going to be true Mexican. And we got the nachos the first time we were there. And those were pretty good. Like, they could have used some more spice on them. They're technically supposed to come with jalapenos, but I didn't get the jalapenos on them because my wife was sharing them with me and she doesn't like spice. And also, jalapenos ripped me apart the next day, and since we're doing a 4-day marathon, I felt that was probably a bad idea.
Probably a sound decision made.
Yeah, for all involved. So, it needed spice, and honestly, I think it needed more than the jalapenos. Like, I probably could have done with a little hot sauce bar, maybe some other, like, some, like, spicy pico almost, which isn't really pico, but you know what I mean. Like, that kind of, like, it needed some extra zest to it. It wasn't bad. We got it with chicken and chili instead of, like, beef and beans or whatever were the other options, and it was good, but it could have used a step up. We went back later because we were hanging out with someone, and we'd already eaten at that point, and that was the Pies and Pints night, and we weren't hungry, but we went with them so they could eat, and they got tacos, and the tacos looked great. Everyone we went to that restaurant with said the tacos were fantastic, so clearly, next time, I need to try the tacos.
But
we had a blackberry basil margarita, I want to say it was, and that was actually really good. It was way alcoholic. We got through, like, 3/4 of it, and then we're like, we've got to stop. But and that was two people sharing it. It was like this little fish bowl, and it was just way too strong for people that don't normally drink. So we're not drinkers normally. I have like maybe one a year, and that was like two or three right there. So it was
it's enough.
It was strong. Yeah, it was a bit much, but it was tasty. I hadn't had a blackberry margarita before. Margaritas I like because they're usually limey. This one was definitely more berry, and it was good, but it was different.
Okay.
It was different.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, of course, there was the street fair that was outside the Saturday that we were doing the marathon.
I think it was Saturday night. Yeah.
That wasn't bad. They had like a little booth that was selling like soda-like refreshers, and I got like some orange pineapple cherry thing with Red Bull mixed in. Yeah,
I saw you guys coming in with random drinks like
that was tasty.
that.
That was they're all non-alcoholic. That was really nice. So, you know, our friend Fizzle got them because he doesn't drink. He got one of those as well. The Red Bull version was really tasty. I tried the Sprite version and it tastes watery by comparison, but that's just because Red Bull is loaded with sugar and delicious.
Sure.
So delicious. And then we tried the barbecue booth that was there. Again, I don't know names. You could go look up like what the Charleston Music Festival had on that particular weekend and go see what the booth names were. The barbecue was good. The brisket sandwich was really good. And they had like a whole platter of like fried mushrooms. And let me tell you, fried mushrooms are never a miss. Just never a miss. They're always good. Get a little horseradish sauce with those. Those are fantastic. There's also a kettle corn booth, and I don't know what they were having going on, but don't eat the kettle corn because it gave us a bad reaction like 6 hours later.
That's what I heard.
Oh, you heard other people had that too, huh?
Yeah, so like I had a little bit and
Oh.
I wasn't feeling too good later on either. So, but I did not have as much as
Wow.
anybody else.
I will let my wife, the health inspector, know because she was like, "Was that just us? Was that the match?" No, apparently all their equipment is just fucked. So.
I didn't make it out there. I had a little bit of kettle corn from one of our other friends that had it, and it tasted like good kettle corn,
Tasted
but
great.
something in there didn't sit with me because I had a visit to the, the porcelain throne in the middle of the
Yeah, about 6 hours later, that's what that then
night.
it's a specific fungus or bacteria or something that was not getting cleaned off their equipment properly. So my wife told me all about it, and I'm an artist, so I gleaned maybe a third of what she said. Science stuff. Okay, sure, that sounds great. Yeah, that's okay, sure. But so yeah.
And then one other time I got this place called DP Dough, which is like I guess another local pizza place. I got a buffalo rancher. It was like, your like pizzone kind of thing, almost a calzone-y buffalo chicken ranch thing. It was fine. And the pizza rolls, they were like these little like pinwheels with pepperoni and cheese in them.
Saw you
Those were
had
pretty
those.
good too.
Yeah.
Those were pretty good.
They looked real greasy, but they looked tasty.
They were, and I ordered one and I got two because apparently it was buy one, get one, and I was not expecting that. So I had pizza rolls for like the whole weekend in my room when I went back there, which
Woo.
was fine. But I mean, like I said, by Sunday I wanted something that wasn't that.
Yeah. Oh, and then Groove. So
Oh, I
you
didn't
didn't
make
do
it
that
that
one.
way.
That was the first day, and you were still doing setup or something, I think. They were fine. Getting deep in it, I wasn't impressed by the service. They were very slow, which is a big issue for me because I worked in the service industry for about a year, and I know what you're supposed to do. I don't mean to be critical of it, but you can't help it sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you can't help it. Their food was decent. Like, I got their Southwest salad because I needed some veggies. I knew I wasn't going to get many veggies during the course of the weekend because we're working an event. So I got their Southwest chicken salad because I needed veggies, and it's a convention. You got to get veggies when you can.
You have
And then I
to,
also got a platter of wings that I meant to share with the table, and then like Fizzle also got a platter of wings, and no one else took any wings, so I ended up with a whole platter of wings to myself. But that. They had a nice selection of sauces, don't get me wrong. I think you and I could go there and we could like pick like four or five sauces across a couple platters of wings and do a sampler, and that would be fun.
signed up for next year, man.
Yeah,
I'm
see,
down.
they had a blueberry chipotle barbecue. That was okay.
Ooh, okay. It's
Fizzle
interesting
really
sounding.
liked it. He said that the blueberry sauce intrigued me. It just tasted like barbecue sauce to me. I don't know, something was missing to it for me. But they also had like an Asian sauce. I can't remember the exact name of it, but it was a spicy Asian sauce, and that had both kick and good Asian flavor, and it was really good on the wings. The only complaint I had is they didn't toss the wings in the sauce. They just had the sauce on the side as a dip, which meant I was like dipping to sauce and then dipping to blue cheese and not getting enough of both of them, because blue cheese is a requirement for me. And so there wasn't quite the sauce levels that I was looking for. So.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. I like the naked wing idea like that because in a place can do with like they can have an array of sauces, a little
Yeah.
smorgasbord of like
Yeah.
different dippies and all that. But if you want to do the wing experience, the blue cheese or the ranch, what
Yeah.
have you,
Yeah.
you need the wing coated. You can't double dip because then you just
They
don't
don't coat
mingle.
right. They don't coat right. No. And I mean, if you're gonna do it like that, I almost just prefer like some like fried tenders or like something
Yeah,
else
even the
like that.
boneless bites almost,
Makes it easier to do the double dip and get the flavor experience you're looking for. Yeah. Yeah. So the food
for
was
sure.
good, with some minor caveats right there. But yeah, Groove was fine. I'd probably eat there again the next time just because over some other ones. Like, I don't think I would go back to pints and pies and plates and platters and boys and girls.
I ate there, I think, enough for next year.
You're like, I think I'm done. I think I'm good at this point. I can understand that completely. So,
overall, it was a pretty decent experience, right?
I heard a lot of people really liked the fact that there were so many food choices available in the downtown area of Charleston where we were at, right there by the river and the bridge and the whatever. So that was really cool. People appreciated that there were so many options. There was so much to do. There was a sushi place that I ate at, but I'm not going to review right now because, like, apparently their truck didn't show up, so they didn't even have half the menu items available, and I don't, like, I could critique them for that, but at the same time, like, one time I'll give you an excuse for. Second time, if I go back and they're having those issues again, or it just entirely shut down, then we'll know. So, but I think overall it was a successful, like, not only a successful event, but a successful experience there downtown.
Yeah, you know, I think we got a little bit of, like, what West Virginia had to offer there. Some of it was commercial, some of it was unique. Overall, I would say it was a solid B food experience for the weekend.
I think B minus. And it,
which blows any, like, single convention out of the way. If you're, like, just at a convention, like, you're going to be eating con food, the tenders, the burgers, like, that bullshit. We got a lot of stuff in that area, and we got to try a lot of things, which is great.
Yeah, no, when I would work Gen Con in Indianapolis for, like, 3 years. And, I mean, having lived there for as long as I did, I knew the places to go and what was available and what wasn't. There was a decent barbecue place that's now shut down because of COVID. There was P.F. Chang's, which is, you know, middle American Chinese food, which was fine to get, but you're not getting a lot of veggies with that. There was Pita Pit, which I think also closed because of COVID, but I liked getting them once. But it's a lot of that same, like, you know, chain food restaurant experience. Oh, I could go to Panera, or I could go to the mall, or I could go and get this stuff, and it's nothing good. Charleston at least had a nice variety of stuff that was different and not your standard franchises.
Exactly. And I thought there was things around the area. If you wanted to go that way, you could have. There was a Potbelly around there. There was a McDonald's, I'm sure, not
First
far.
Watch.
Like, you know, if you wanted to do that, you could too. But, like, you know, the local flavor was, you know, I would say it was better than fair. I'd say it was pretty good.
Yeah. And I mean, we have friends that don't like going to chains, so I know that they didn't eat any of them. I was the filthy plebe that went to First Watch for a breakfast and got their shrimp and grits, and I don't care what they say. It was good shrimp and grits. It was fun.
I'm going to First Watch next year. I missed out on that this year, and I was bummed as hell. I didn't realize it was so close. I'm going next year.
You know, if you just arrange with us, we'll make sure you go with us when we do stuff, because we were hitting a lot of places you wanted to go, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, this was the year, like, we were all doing things at different times, and, well, like, and that was fine, and I was cool with that.
We'll have more
people
out
next time.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway. It'll be fun.
Charleston, West Virginia. Impressive.
Not bad.
Yeah, pretty good.
Solid.
This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, dreading the 3-hour drive the next time around, or for some of us, 7-hour drives. Yay!
Yay.
I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul here. Just don't get the kettle corn, folks, and you'll be fine.
And maybe the Hardee's.
Maybe the Hardee's too.
We will see you all next time.